Monday, August 4th, 2008. Turning back time on sovereignty. The inevitable came to pass on Friday when Taiwan Post Company announced plans to change its name back to Zhonghua Post Company. The corporation's chairman, Wu Mingyou, said that the change was in response to a resolution adopted by the Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, in April that said the company had not completed the required legal procedures. Saying that the original process was unlawful, the bills were stored in the KMT-controlled legislature was a disingenuous ploy to distract attention from the real issue of why the name was changed in the first place. When the Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, changed Zhonghua Post to Taiwan Post in February of last year, Stephen Chen, Chen Ruilong, then Minister of Economic Affairs, made it clear that changing the titles of state-run enterprises would help avoid confusion and increase Taiwan's international presence. Other name changes included Chinese Petroleum Corporation, CPC, to CPC Corporation, Taiwan and China Shipbuilding Corporation, CSBC, to Taiwan International Shipbuilding Corporation. Although the DPP was justifiably raked over the coals at the time for its belated and half-baked attempts, though the word China was removed from the Chinese language titles, they were retained in some of the English language acronyms. It was an effort to bring the names closer to reality. It is fitting, then, that the current administration, which seems intent on diminishing Taiwan's international presence, would go after Taiwan Post first because it is a clear manifestation, though mostly symbolic, of Taiwan's status as a sovereign nation. It is only a matter of time before other state-run corporations follow suit. Meanwhile, on the same day, Wu made the announcement, President Ma Ying-jeou was patting himself on the back again over his pyrrhic victory of China's state-run media. In a meeting at the presidential office with Australian Commerce and Industry Office in Taipei, Representative Stephen Waters, Ma said that China's willingness to use Taiwan's official title Zhonghua Taipei or Chinese Taipei at the Olympics rather than Zhongguo Taipei or Taipei China represented a triumph and demonstrated the ability of both sides to work towards a diplomatic truce. This is laughable. The very idea of a diplomatic truce implies that both sides are independent countries that use diplomacy to solve disputes. Beijing will use whatever language it needs to achieve its goals of unification and cares little for the concerns of Taiwan, or for that matter, the international community. It has become apparent in the past week that Beijing is backtracking on its earlier pledges to grant foreign accredited journalists unfettered access to the internet, during the Olympic Games. So what goodwill can Ma expect from China? Taken together with his recent statements about not following the tradition of the previous administration in using the name Taiwan in its bid to join the UN, it is clear that the current administration is turning back the clock on sovereignty under the paradoxical notion that it will somehow increase Taiwan's visibility on the international stage. But then again, the administration doesn't seem as concerned about Taiwan's diplomatic impasse as much as it cares about appeasing the dictators in Beijing.